Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo wrote, quote, "When beloved sun rises, it is an entrance, a door to fresh knowledge." This quote served as an inspiration and a call to action for Wisconsin Poet Laureate Margaret Rozga. She, along with Madison Poet Laureate Angie Trudell Vasquez, co-edited a new poetry anthology called Through This Door, Wisconsin in Poems. From literal to metaphorical doors, the poems serve as a way to see Wisconsin through the minds of all 8 Wisconsin Poets Laureate, plus City and Regional Poets Laureate, to make a racially and geographically inclusive book. Grouped into 4 sections, each poem reflects memories of the past, struggles of the present, and hopes for our future. Peggy Rozga and Angie Trudell Vasquez join me now to tell us more about Through This Door, and Vasquez begins by explaining how they put the anthology together.
So I feel like every piece in every section builds on the prior. It's not like a true arc, I think, but all the poems have a conversation with one another. And when we started getting a lot of poems in, I wasn't reading them all because I wanted the poems to have a conversation in my head. And Peggy said, "That's spoken like a true editor," which I think is a compliment. But I think it's really important. And then as we would select a piece and put it next to something else, other things would open up. So, you know, there is a lot of artistic creation that goes into putting a collection together. There has to be a flow and a balance, and I think we did this really well. Peggy mostly put together the first section, and when I was tinkering with it, I remember you saying, "Peggy, this I'm feeling very committed to this first section, but I feel like the second, third, and the fourth collection, things just worked well together." We get a new poem, and we didn't realize we had a gap that poem filled. And when you, Audrey, do a collection and you send a call out, the universe gives you the poems you need for that collection. And it's really serendipitous, but it's also kind of like a beautiful thing that the universe gives back to you.
I was wondering if we could hear one of the poems that kind of encapsulates this idea. Peggy, would you be able to read Margaret Newton's Rising Sun and say a few words about it?
I would love to read that poem. We were so happy that she agreed to let us include this poem in the anthology for a couple of reasons. One is I think it speaks to the theme that comes through in Joy Harjo's quote very well. The title of the poem, the English title of the poem, Rising Sun, directly relates to Joy Harjo's words, "When beloved sun rises," although they were not written directly in response one to the other. Margaret Newton also writes in the Ojibwe language, Anishinaabemowin, and I would really love to be able to read the poem in that language too, but it's beyond my skill level. So I'm going to read the English. Rising Sun. The sun never really rises. We only ride Earth toward that force and energy and then rotate away. We never really teach. We tell measured stories morning to afternoon, summer to winter. We never really break. We fall back in the crashing waves to stand up once again, not seeing how we've changed.
So this anthology includes works by all 8 Wisconsin Poet Laureates, as well as City and Regional Poet Laureates like yourself, Angie. I'm wondering, has this ever been done before, specifically with all Wisconsin Poet Laureates? And did you seek out each poem specifically, or did you make this collection based on submissions you got? Did you have to leave anything out? What was the process of collecting these?
Well, both Peggy and I were at the meeting for the Wisconsin Poet Laureate Commission, and I am the I guess the vice chair is the proper term for the Wisconsin Poet Laureate Commission. And I should back up and say, Peggy and I have done some projects before, and I have a small press, very small, Art Night Books. And when Peggy was floating this idea, Ronnie Hess, who was the chair at the time, said, there's never been a collection with every single Wisconsin Poet Laureate together. That seemed like a perfect opening, right? That was a door opening right there, as we would say. And when I came in, I said, well, yes, I would love to be part of the project. And then it grew and it kept growing. And there was a lot of curation, Audrey. We didn't just take everything. We had to look at what was submitted and really figure out how they work together. Yeah, there were some hard decisions and we did have to turn some away. But I also feel like every poem in here was selected for a reason, you know? And that's really important.
It evolved in the course of my doing workshops. One of the first workshops I did as Poet Laureate was with the students of Vincent High School. And I used a poem from my book, 200 Nights and One Day, about an African-American couple that tried to rent a lower flat. And they're turned away because the owner doesn't want to rent to African-Americans. And I asked the students, is that door now open? That door that was closed in their faces, is that now open? And we talked about that for a little bit. And then I asked them what doors they had closed on them, or what doors had opened for them, or what doors they closed on others or opened for others. And then they wrote, and they wrote some really fine poems. Their teacher, Jennifer Koss, gave me copies of the poems, but with first name only. So although I really loved some of those poems, by the time this first inkling of a project became a project, those students had moved on. I didn't have last names. I couldn't get permission to use those poems. And I was doing other poetry workshops around the state and found that the other kinds of responses that I was getting sometimes opened other doors and went in different directions. And so one of the things that I thought from the beginning was that I didn't want any one voice to predominate, that I wanted the poems to play off against each other. And there was a professor at Madison College, professor of design, who wanted a project for her class. So she asked Wendy Vardaman if she knew of a chapbook in progress that her students could work on. And Wendy said, how's that project that you're working on coming along? So we quickly put together a chapbook size, roughly 25 pages, that the students could work with. They were from some of the workshops that I had done around the state. And at this point, we had asked various poets laureate from around the state, local and regional poets laureate, as well as prior state poet laureates, to contribute poems. And what we said was that we had this theme of a door opening. Send us something that relates to that theme. It can be literal. You can actually mention a door, but you don't have to. And that brings us to the point that Angie talked about, where at the meeting of the Poet Laureate Commission, we decided to go bigger, to do a full-length book, and to really honor the people who had been building a poetry community in Wisconsin in one way or another.
Right, and the subject matter of these poems, as you mentioned, Peggy, ranges from literal doors to metaphorical. There's topics ranging from the current pandemic we're facing, midterm elections, common poetry themes. Angie, I was hoping you would be willing to read your own poem featured in this book called What and That, and if you could say a few words about it before you read it aloud.
Sure. So this poem, What and That, comes out of my own investigation and my fourth collection on the history of humans, which I'm very interested in. So there is some science in here. But I see this as, who are our ancestors that opened the door for us to live in the way that we do now? And in some religions, there is a corn woman, right? And so if you start researching anthropology and archaeology, and even looking at like the history of grandmothers and their role in our development as a species, there's a lot in there. And it's theorized that a woman was the first one to figure out how you grow corn. So that's all in this poem. And I will say, Audrey, you know, we have our favorite foods. Well, I've got favorite poems. And this is currently my favorite poem of mine, which might seem a little, I don't know, not humble, but you know, you have favorites, right? Like your favorite pets, you know, or favorite trees. So this is my favorite poem. And there's music in this. It's called What in That? What woman picked the corn, split the husk, and molded the seed that fed the people and opened the world? What being climbed down the tree, made the savanna a refuge? Who caught the strike that lit the bush, that started the spark, that became the flame, that lit the hearth, and traveled village to village, hollowed horn of smoldering smoke that started the fire, that cooked the kill, that fed the self to grow so big? What worker birthed the child, cut the cord, swaddled it, and kept on going down her row? What mother walked thousands of miles with two hands held in those smaller than her own? What father carried his child over mountaintops, swam through rivers, crossed deserts and lakes with one arm? What prisoner pierced the lock, walked out into the sunshine? What grandparent let her daughter sleep while the child rose, bathed its skin in rose water and lavender, sang songs of ones and twos until it cooed back ohs and ahs blowing bubbles? What woman picked the corn, split the husk, and spilled the seed that fed the people and opened our world?
Thank you very much for sharing your favorite poem with us. It was a treat to hear you read it because, you know, you read this as someone coming in, whether you read poetry regularly or you're a novice, and what you interpret could be completely different from your cadence, you know, your vision that you're thinking of. And this obviously comes across in the content of this book. You know, it's racially and geographically inclusive, goals that, especially in 2020 news cycle, seem to be somewhat at odds in Wisconsin, as we've been nationally highlighted several times. So how do you both think poetry can gain ground in Wisconsin and serve perhaps a different purpose than people may automatically assume as leisurely reading? How can it serve something bigger?
One of the projects that I had as poet laureate was asking people about their favorite poem as a way of kind of breaking down a categorical response. I've had a lot of people say to me, poetry, I don't get it. But most people do have a favorite poem. It shifts our thinking. It shifts us into looking at things a new way. The poet Tess Taylor said recently on a CNN interview something like, when you read somebody else's poem, you get inside them, you get their rhythm, you get their breath, you get their pacing. So there's this intimate view, this identification, this breaking down of interpersonal barriers that comes when you read somebody else's poem. You see them so much from the inside. And I think that's one thing that poetry can do.
And for you, Angie.
Yeah, I think about poetry, and I'm probably living in a poet bubble, but there are so many poets in Milwaukee and in Madison and even Chicago or La Crosse or Green Bay or Door County. So I already think we have a poetry highway in Wisconsin already. And if you have been going to Woodland Pattern or Arts Literature and Laboratory, you are, you know, mixing with poets from all over the state. And I feel very fortunate to be in Wisconsin. There is so much good poetry here. There's so much to write about from, of course, you know, the times that we're going through, but there's a lot of nature in this collection. So for me, poems are a way for people to imagine. And I think of like any poem that you create or you read on a page, you bring your own meaning to that. So I think poems are like portals, you know, into another person's world and experience. And I really think it's important we write our own stories and that we have a record of our lives here because our lives are so short, you know, and poetry and art speaks across the ages. So I see it as a great connector and a way to build community. It sparks things, it invokes things. And I think as poets, we want to connect. We spend a lot of time with this art form, crafting it, working on it, but really it's about connection.
And I feel like, Peggy, this is the perfect segue for you to read your poem that opens this collection, Through This Door.
Through this door, words follow one another, one picking up the scent of the one before, leaving a scent for the one that follows. They head for the sweets, cookie crumbs on the kitchen counter. They carry what may be more than their weight, carry it back to the hill, to the nest. A trail, then a flurry of words, quick, quick, keep up.
That's Wisconsin poet laureate Peggy Rozga reading her poem, Through This Door. It's included in a new book of poems co-edited by Rozga and Madison poet laureate Angie Trudell Vasquez called Through This Door, Wisconsin in Poems. You can also hear more poems from the anthology at wuwm.com.